Above a blanket of white clouds, a twinkling star ascends through the night sky. Trailing glittering dust, the star passes over a train that chugs along a bridge spanning a river. The star soars up past a waterfall to a castle perched on a mountaintop. Fireworks explode in the cloud-streaked sky above the castle, while a flag flutters atop its tallest spire. The shooting star arcs over the turrets of the magnificent fairy tale castle, Disney 100. Words appear. Disney presents. A circular view opens to reveal a framed black and white photo of a young girl seated on her mother's lap, with the child's father standing behind them. Blurry reflections glint across the portrait's glass as the view glides to another portrait of the mother and now curly-haired daughter. The view continues to another portrait of the girl with her parents. A younger boy stands next to her with an infant seated on the mother's lap. The next image shows all three children posed with a Saint Bernard. In a home's parlor, two boys exchange blows with wooden swords.
Your time is running out, Peter Pan!
Peter Pan doesn't care about time!
A green feather crosses the letter T in the title, Peter Pan and Wendy.
And Wendy, please don't wait until the last minute to pack.
I won't, Mother.
The train is at 8 o'clock sharp.
Mother, I heard you the first time. I'll be ready.
Out of the way, Mother!
Lumbering upstairs with a suitcase, Wendy glances back, then enters the children's nursery on an upper floor. Her brothers follow, the older boy in a top hat and the younger holding a pair of earrings. The Saint Bernard pads through the room. John's younger brother climbs on a bed, and the boys cross blades. Kneeling beside her bed, Wendy searches through a nightstand. She glances around the nursery. Getting to her feet, Wendy walks across the room, passing her brothers dueling between two twin beds. She approaches a double window. Bending down, she picks up a book and casts her gaze out the rain-streaked window. She stares out to the gloomy sky with a contemplative expression.
I've got you cornered, Peter. Your lost boys are nowhere to be seen. No one will save you now!
She grabs a wooden sword of her own off a daybed.
You're not forgetting about me, are you? Michael, give me your treasure!
Now leave Hook to me.
Make way, Captain, lest I run you through!
Oh, Wendy!
She lunges at John, and he parries her strikes. She sprints over to the bed, hops up, then leaps off, but he deflects her blow.
Don't hurt him!
You're giving up, Captain.
No! No, you'll just...
John's sword flies from his hand and smashes a mirror.
What was that?
Wendy hides her sword behind her back as she and John stand at attention. Their father enters.
Not again.
Wendy and John glance at the floor.
Who's responsible for this?
John peeks at Wendy.
Wendy?
John, you tattletale!
I didn't say anything!
Father, it wasn't my fault. It was their silly little game.
Enough.
And they started it. It wasn't...
Enough! Sword!
Wendy hands over her sword.
Sword. Hat.
The father collects the remaining swords and John's top hat.
Nana.
Father, can't you just stay for a little while?
No, she cannot. Honestly, Wendy, is this how you want to spend your last night at home?
It was just a bit of fun.
Exactly. You are too old for this to be the type of fun that you're having.
Staring at her dad, Wendy sets her jaw.
Nana, come on.
The father leads the dog out of the nursery.
Wendy, why did you say that? Why did you say it was our fault?
You're a pirate, aren't you? It's every man for himself.
John's eyes follow Wendy as she crosses the room to the cracked mirror. She gazes at her distorted reflection, then holds up the pair of pearl earrings next to her ears. Wendy spots her mother's reflection behind her in the mirror.
They suit you, Wendy.
Wendy lowers the earrings as her mother enters the nursery and approaches her.
You should take them with you. I'd rather not.
Their mother casts her gaze downward. Wendy draws curtains around her bed.
Come along, boys. bed.
She flips through a book titled Twilight Tales. In bed, John spins a pocket watch.
It wasn't my fault.
I know, John.
The mother tucks Michael in.
Mother, why does Captain Hook hate Peter Pan?
That's a very good question. One that we will have to ponder tomorrow.
Wendy reads in bed.
Wendy, may I come in?
She peers up from her book to her mother.
You really must set a better example for your brothers. They look up to you so much.
That's what they have you for.
They need me to be their mother and your father to be their father, but they need you to be their big sister. You give them something that neither of us can. They will follow your lead, so you must be a good leader.
How am I supposed to do that if I'm off a boarding school, Mother?
By going with your head held high, to start with. If a young lady is lucky enough, at a certain age, she goes off to school to get ready for the life ahead of her.
What if I don't want that life?
It's what I did when I was your age.
What if I don't want your life?
Her mother's shoulders heave. Wendy closes her book, then folds her arms and lies down with a pout.
What is it that you're afraid of, my love?
I want things to stay the way they are.
Why, they are. Wendy, look, you scarcely fit in your bed. You're growing up.
Perhaps I don't want to grow up.
The teenager stares off with a vacant expression.
Can't stop time, Wendy. It'll rot on whether you like it or not. Just imagine all the things you would miss out on if you didn't see where it took you. And all the things the world would miss if you weren't there to do them.
Wendy's mother brushes her hand across her daughter's hair.
It's time to drift away, my loves, and dream of cooing turtle doves. For when I turn to switch the light, I know you'll grow up overnight.
The view moves over the room, then outside.
Fly off into the cloudless skies, where twinkling stars will fill your eyes.
Bits of sparkling dust float down.
All grown up now, in the morning sun.
A brief flash obscures the view. An upside-down perspective rotates upright as it glides toward the nursery. A small glowing orb drifts by the window. The view slowly pushes in towards a single section of the window. The blurry orb appears in front of the window, then sharpens to show a tiny floating woman in a strapless dress, held aloft by a pair of gossamer wings. She presses her hands against the window and peers inside, then waves her hands, and the windows open into the room. Entering, the fairy turns from side to side, then flies over towards the twin beds and hovers briefly over Michael. Tiny, magical flying woman illuminates Michael's sleeping figure, then moves over to John, her light glancing off his face. She soars through the room, away from the boys, and towards the curtains. Sliding apart the curtains, a smile crosses the fairy's face as she clasps her hands. She lowers slowly toward Wendy's slumbering figure. The fairy cups her hands and gently blows a burst of sparkling dust toward Wendy's face. Wendy rolls onto her back and readjusts in her sleep. A bird's eye perspective shows Wendy slowly lifting off her bed, her blanket draped over her. Her blanket falls off and she passes over toys as she begins to travel through the room. The fairy hangs in the air above the teenage girl's head. Waggling her fingers, the fairy casts sparkling dust out over Wendy. Two hands snatch the tiny creature in midair.
Gotcha!
Wendy lands on the floor.
What was happening? I was out dreaming.
You were flying.
How?
A little bug did it.
Restrained in John's grip, the fairy protests.
I don't think that's a bug.
But it's a...
A sword blade taps Michael's shoulder.
She is a fairy. And if I know one thing about fairies, it's that they don't take kindly to being called bugs.
Are you
Peter Pan?
Were you expecting someone else?
We weren't expecting anyone at all.
I always act so surprised.
I always envisioned you as being...
Taller?
No, smaller, actually.
Crossing her arms, the fairy glowers at Wendy.
No, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. How are you real? I thought you were just a bedtime story.
Why can't I be both?
He hops down to the floor.
I like hearing stories about myself. And your mother's very good at telling them. Now let's see here.
Excuse me, you can't just go through all that stuff.
Where are you hiding?
Peter Pan rifles through a toy chest.
Oh, please be careful. This is very delicate. What are you doing here?
One, I have to get you out of it. And two...
Crawling under a bed, Peter sees the fairy standing atop a quaking chest of drawers.
My shadow.
Your shadow?
It's always trying to get away, and I've only got the one. I'm making this harder than it has to be.
The top drawer bursts open, knocking Peter to the ground. A dark shadow unfolds from the drawer and onto a wall.
There you are.
The shadow darts across the room. Peter takes flight and lands on the wall, but misses the shadow. Peter dives into a closet. The shadow dashes under Wendy and across the room.
Got it.
John corners the shadow with a lamp.
Light's out, shadow.
Get it, Peter! Get it!
Peter pounces on the wall and spots the shadow on the ceiling.
Oh, I've almost got it!
Crouching on the ceiling, Peter pursues the shadow. It taunts Peter, then disappears.
Your hat! I've got your hat!
The nursery doors burst open.
Oh,
ah,
Peter snatches the shadow by its foot.
You're going to learn you can't get anywhere without me, old friend. No, that time doesn't count.
Peter fixes the shadow to his foot. Wendy grabs a box from the nursery and returns to Peter, who ties an invisible knot around his ankle.
Hold still.
Maybe I could help you with that. Here, let me see.
Wendy opens the box and removes the sewing needle. The fairy's jaw drops and she flies at Wendy.
It's okay, Tink. Wendy wouldn't hurt me.
Tink lands on the floor.
Can't she speak?
Of course she can. You just haven't learned to hear her right.
Tink stares daggers at Wendy.
Oh, you're very small, Tinkerbell.
The fairy looks Wendy up and down.
What's she saying?
She says, all fairies are small. That's what makes them fairies.
Hmm.
Looking from Peter to Wendy, Tinkerbell shrugs, then kicks over a tin soldier.
Don't you know my name, Peter Pan?
I heard your mother call you. Wendy, time to wake up, she says. Wendy, time for school. Wendy, bedtime. But you never want to go.
You've been watching me?
Sometimes.
Why?
Because I've been waiting for you to say it.
Say what?
The same thing I said once upon a time. I don't want to go. Ow!
Peter draws back.
Oh, you stabbed me. You stabbed me in the heart.
Your heart is in your foot.
Isn't yours?
When Mr. Bear gets hurt, Mama gives him a kiss to make it better.
What's a kiss?
You don't know what a kiss is?
No, but I think I need one.
Well,
Wendy turns to John, who shrugs. Wendy digs through a sewing box and takes out a metal thimble.
This is a kiss.
She holds out the thimble and Peter reaches for it. He gazes at the thimble with an appraising look.
I like it. I like it very much.
Now, do you feel better?
Yes. Good as new.
What's she saying?
That it's high time we go.
Go where?
To the one place in the entire universe where you can really be yourself. Where there are no rules, no schools, no bedtimes, no mothers and fathers, and most of all...
No growing up.
That, most of all.
Oh, you're talking about Neverland. Surely we can go there, though.
Of course you could.
But how do you get there?
That's the fun part.
Wendy grabs a pair of boots, John finds his top hat, and Michael picks up his teddy bear off the floor. Wendy climbs onto the windowsill and steps outside. Nana barks far below.
Well, this suddenly seems like a terrible idea.
The three children stand in a line on the ledge. John grabs Michael's hand.
I've always dreamed of flying.
the easiest thing in the world. All you have to do is fill your head with happy thoughts.
That's it.
Peter hovers.
Oh, right. And a little pixie dust.
Wendy holds out her hand and Tinkerbell lands on it.
What is it? What are you saying?
Closing her eyes, Tinkerbell mutters quietly to herself. She smiles from ear to ear.
You want me to close my eyes? Right.
Wendy closes her eyes. Sparkling particles of fairy dust surround her. Quick glimpses flash by of Wendy as a young child.
What are you thinking of?
Of when I was little.
Young Wendy runs through a garden, then sits down at a picnic.
When I was happy.
She plays a piano.
About how things used to be.
More glimpses show Wendy playing with her brothers.
Now, open your eyes.
A shocked look dawns on her face as she glances downwards at her feet, hovering several stories above the ground. Michael flies off the ledge. Tink approaches John.
Oh, no, I'm not ready yet. I still...
Falling forward, John floats in the air.
Are you certain this is safe?
Of course it is. I haven't fallen yet.
I can fly.
You're gonna be sick.
A smile of realization spreads across Wendy's face.
I can fly!
Soaring high in the air, Wendy pauses, then leans back and falls. She zooms past her siblings. Nana sparkles, then floats several feet in the air. The pooch performs a mid-air doggy paddle as she veers toward a doghouse. Nana enters the doghouse, then curls around and stares up at the sky. Now over the London rooftops, Wendy flies through clouds. Tinkerbell flutters alongside her. Peter lounges on his back with his legs crossed and his arms behind his head. He salutes Wendy, then turns on his stomach and speeds off. Wendy follows with John and Michael close behind. Tinkerbell hovers as Peter and the three siblings fly underneath a tower bridge and coast above the Thames River. They continue flying above the boat-filled river. With a sudden burst of speed, Peter races down the Thames and toward the clock tower, Big Ben. Big Ben's face disassembles. The children pass through a portal in the face of the clock and into a cosmos contained inside Big Ben.
There it is! Second star to the right, straight on to the morning.
Suddenly, the stars disappear, and the silhouettes of Peter and the siblings hang in a void illuminated by a single light in the distance. Time slows to a crawl as John reaches for his pocket watch, Michael catches his teddy bear, and Wendy's hair flies weightlessly around her head. Wendy gazes at her reflection on a gleaming surface running parallel to her. Reaching out with her index finger, she taps the shimmering surface. Tinkerbell flies up next to Wendy as the ripples transform into choppy ocean waves. Wendy looks up and sees a mountainous island in the distance. Tink zips away towards land. Soaring over the water, Wendy, John, and Michael approach the island.
Look! I see it! Is that...
Neverland!
Peter dips down slightly, then leads the rest of the children towards Neverland. Wendy looks down into the water and sees a swarm of figures with iridescent tails gliding below the surface. From beneath the water, a mermaid looks up at the children. The group flies between a fissure in the rocky terrain. Wendy's shadow glides across the grass on top of a mountain. Then she comes in for a landing and breaks into a run.
Wait for us, Wendy!
Is this everything you dreamed of?
I can never have dreamed of this!
Come on, there's more!
Wendy takes a running leap and ascends into the air. Elsewhere on Neverland, the four children dip down low and fly over the water, then approach a steep hillside. Peter and Wendy fly together, each taking the lead in competing bursts. Peter watches Wendy twirl mid-flight, then they hover in a gap between two peaks. The view travels outward, revealing an expansive stretch of rocky bluffs in the background. The lens of a spyglass spots the children.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
In a ship's crow's nest, a pirate stows the spyglass. Grabbing a rope, he steps off the railing of the crow's nest. He swings down and slides across the deck of the ship.
He's back. Hey! Get your eyes to the sky! The boy! He's back!
The pirate runs to a door. Pausing a moment, the pirate glances at his fellow shipmates, then turns back to the door.
Yes, what?
It's the boy, Captain. It's Peter Pan.
A blast knocks the door off its hinges onto the pirate. A mustachioed man brandishes a pistol as he steps out of the doorway.
Never say his name.
The man drops the weapon and walks across the fallen door.
Sorry, Captain.
Mr. Smee!
A cowering old man exits the quarters.
Smee. Make a note, my cabin needs a new door.
A new door, yes. Right. Might I say, Captain, that will be your third door this month.
It won't be the last. Where's my telescope?
Telescope!
Smee!
Telescope at hand, Captain.
Speak not to me of hands, Smee.
I see your point.
The captain lowers a hooked hand.
Where is he then?
The captain steps on a railing and points his telescope to the clouds.
There you are, footloose and flying free.
He lowers the scope.
But not for long.
What'd you have us do, Captain?
The captain's face curls into a sinister smile.
Why, let's invite him down for a spot of tea.
Tea, excellent idea. Hear that, boys? Put the kettle on. It's tea time!
The captain casts his gaze into the sky. Now above the clouds, Wendy drifts with Tinkerbell. A speeding cannonball parts the clouds and blazes past Wendy, sending her spinning on the ship.
Damn! Look!
A large pirate in a top hat mans a cannon as its fuse burns. The ball travels harmlessly through the air. Peter grabs Wendy's hand.
What was that?
Pirates! Come on!
They dive down. Tinkerbell follows.
Come on, Michael!
The children dodge cannonballs as they descend through clouds towards a small rocky island. They land atop a rock formation and clamber to the edge, peering out towards the ship.
It's Hook.
Captain Hook.
Who else will be trying to kill me this early in the morning?
On the ship. Cannonballs pepper the side of the rock as a line of cannons fires through the gun ports.
Follow me.
Peter takes to the sky and leads the others to another rocky island. On the ship, Hook scans the terrain with his telescope.
Now listen close. I'll lead the charge. You three take up the rear. We'll storm port aft. They'll never see us coming.
Spotting Peter, Hook mans a cannon.
Remember, all pirates are fair game, but leave Hook.
The cannonball strikes the children's vantage point. They tumble through the air.
Did I hit him?
Well, you hit someone, Captain.
With a fiendish smile, Hook snatches his telescope and points it towards the smoking wreckage. Elsewhere on a beach, someone washes onto shore. Whitewater rolls over the limp figure as it lies on a rocky beach. Another wave breaks on the sand and douses Wendy, who gasps awake. She pushes herself to her feet and stares out to the horizon. Holding up her hands, she sees fairy dust trailing off them. Looking from her sparkling hands to the water, she bends down and grabs Peter's green hat from the surf.
No. John! Michael!
Wendy sprints up a hillside. Wendy drops to her knees, face contorting as she closes her eyes and lets out a sob. The outline of a blurred figure appears on the grassy ridge behind her. A subtitle.
Squeezes.
Girl. Wendy turns and jumps to her feet. Why are you crying? A girl sits on a white horse. Several children walk up over the hill.
Look! She has his hat! What have you done?
Cornered Peter! Where's your...
An arrow lands at Wendy's feet.
Not another move! Okay, yeah, Curly.
Easy, Curly. The girl dismounts her horse and faces Wendy.
Wendy Tickia?
Are you Wendy?
Pardon?
Are you the Wendy?
Wendy gapes.
Well, I'm a Wendy. The Wendy Peter went to find. The Wendy who knows the bedtime stories.
Because if you don't know stories, then you're an imposter.
And you know what we do with imposters.
Wendy falls as an arrow strikes the ground.
Stop doing that!
Zixegua.
That's enough. She means no harm.
They might confess.
The girl jogs over to Wendy. She holds out her hand and helps Wendy to her feet. The others approach.
Are you Tigerly?
Please don't wait, man.
You know my name?
Which means you must all be...
Lost boys.
Every last one of us.
But you're not all boys. So?
But I guess it doesn't really matter.
What matters is what you've done with Peter.
You mean that?
A boy grabs Peter's hat.
I haven't done anything with him. He came and collected me and my brothers.
Brothers?
Peter didn't say anything about brothers.
Yes, but that's what I've been trying to tell you all.
We were flying, and it was wonderful, and then we were attacked.
Attacked?
Yes, by pirates.
I knew it.
I knew it was a bad day to fly.
No, you didn't.
But we have a telescope.
A tall boy in a three-corner hat heads toward the cliff's edge, followed by another boy carrying a piece of hollow driftwood. The tall boy holds it up to his eye.
These puppets of yours, what do they look like?
Well, John's... this tall, and Michael's this tall, and John, he has a hat. He has a top hat.
Ooh, a hat!
Oh, yes, but I don't know if he's wearing it, so he might be this tall.
A boy with a crown of twigs takes the scope and peers through it.
I was wondering if I have a bear.
This bear, yes, that's Michael!
Wendy runs over to the edge.
There's definitely pirates around.
She looks through the scope but sees only water.
Well, I don't see anything.
She taps the driftwood, then holds it up to her eye again.
She's too grown up, isn't she?
Yep.
With an alarmed expression, Wendy inspects the driftwood, then peers through it again. The boy who grabbed the hat taps her hand.
You're just looking the wrong way.
Wearing an animal costume, the boy offers a kind grin. Gazing out to the ocean, Wendy peers through the driftwood once more and spots a rowboat.
And a pirate ship. Pirate?
A skull and crossbones flag flies from a mast.
Oh, dear.
Smee peers over the side of the ship as John and Michael scale a ladder.
Come along, lads. Don't fancy yourselves a vast half pint to be found afloating. Why rescue the captain from the sea when he was scarcely taller than yourselves? Of course, he weren't captain then. They didn't have a hook. Just a little lost child, desperate to make it back to these fine shores before he got too old to enjoy them. All right, make some room for our guest.
Smee guides the boys through the ship.
Hey, silver fine. Where you got there? Secure that yourself.
Don't you touch Mr. Bear.
Now, leave him alone.
Smee leads the boys inside Captain Hook's quarters. Preserved hands in jars and a fairy skeleton decorate the dark quarters.
What do you have for me, Mr. Smee? Good tidings, I hope.
No, not today. But we fished these little fellas out of the drink. One of whom's in possession of a small but possibly dangerous bear. And all three of whom may be compatriots of you-know-who.
Hook turns and stares with wide eyes at the two brothers. Knitting his brow, Hook switches off a gramophone. He half turns toward the boys.
What's that?
Outside, pirates crowd the door.
Listen.
Smee cleans out an ear trumpet.
Do you hear what I hear?
I don't think so.
Shh, listen.
Michael turns sharply to John.
Listen. There it is again.
Hook places his hand on Michael's shoulder. He looms over the brothers.
Teeny.
Pacing around the boys, the captain bears his hook in front of John.
Tiny.
John eyes the hook as it slowly crosses his body. The end of the hook fishes in John's nightgown chest pocket. Pulling out the pocket watch, Hook dangles it in front of John.
Oh, that's it. Mr. Smee.
Yes, Captain.
What are the rules on my ship?
Oh, as they be tattooed on my heart. One. Each pirate upon first embarking shall be entitled...
Start at 37.
Yes, got right. Rule 37. No one shall say the boy's name. Rule 38, no whistling. Rule 39.
Hook smashes the pocket watch.
No clocks.
Hook strides to the boys.
Now, tell me, how did you come to Nevena?
We came with...
Remember the rules! Do not say his name.
We don't care about your rules. We came with Peter Pan. And he's gonna rescue us.
He said his name.
Dibs on the bear after he executes them.
Captain Hook slowly kneels down to Michael's eye level.
He's going to rescue you.
Well, probably. Hopefully.
Brandishing his hook, the captain places it under Michael's chin.
Hope. Most days I hate that word. But on this occasion...
Hook peeps at John, then smiles.
I wonder... Mr. Smee.
Yes, Cap.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
The plank! He's gonna make me walk the plank!
Had a cup of tea be nice right now.
No.
Captain Hook charges forward.
Rose, your sword!
Pirates scatter as Hook throws open the door.
Set a course! Or Skull Rock!
Heave-ho! Heave-ho!
Quiet are the devils in the deep, so slow when silence fully swallowed in your sleep. With a tail and a tooth, and I'm telling you the truth. You'll be born in the belly of a body.
On the hill.
We're headed to Skywalk. Just as I feared.
I wonder what they
call it. Wendy eyes the water through the driftwood scope.
Oh my.
John and Michael clutch each other as they sail towards a rocking mass.
There's only one reason pirates go to Skull Rock. An execution is nigh.
An execution? What are we waiting for? Let's go rescue them!
In a rowboat, John and Michael sit next to Smee as Hook stands at the bow.
With a tail and a tooth, and I'm telling you the truth, you'll be boiling in the belly of a body moon.
Elsewhere, Tiger Lily leads Wendy and the Lost Boys down a narrow path towards a cave. Now the rowboats approach a cavern. Bobbing on the water, the boats float toward the entrance. Inside Skull Rock, Tiger Lily lights a torch and waves it around the cavern.
You can get anywhere in Neverland down here, if you know the way.
It's particularly useful when you want to hide from pirates, which is my preference.
Why is Captain Hook so hateful?
Because you grew up.
And grew up wrong.
But he's still the best swordsman.
Which also makes him the worst.
Which is why we leave him to Peter.
Who he hates because Peter cut off his hand.
Fed it to the crocodile. Oh, along with his watch.
You know about the crocodile?
Well, that's how the story goes, isn't it?
Wait, you mean I'm in a story?
Shh.
Holding a finger to her lips, Tiger Lily points up at a beam of light trailing from a cleft in the rock walls. Elsewhere in Skull Rock, Captain Hook's rowboat drifts into the cavern. Hook's eyes scan the ceiling as the boat continues forward.
Don't look at that.
Human skeletons dangle from a rock formation across the way.
Poor Robert.
Elsewhere in the cave.
Oh, look, there they are. For goodness sakes, Michael can't swim.
A pirate clamps Mr. Bear's arm in a shackle. Another closes a padlock around chains, binding Michael and John to the rock.
Captain!
The pirate tosses the key to Captain Hook, who flings it over his shoulder into the water.
Oops. Tide's rising. Poor little castaways.
Pirates climb on the rock.
Tell me, what will you hold on to? Your hope? for your breath.
You can't kill us. We've done nothing wrong.
Oh, yes, you have. You're doing it right now. I've found you guilty of being a child. And we can't have children in Neverland.
Rule 44, no children in Neverland.
No children in Neverland.
No children in Neverland.
No children in Neverland. No children in Neverland. No.
Hook's chest swells as he closes his eyes.
No children in Neverland. No children in Neverland.
A pirate with a braided beard stands at the top of the rock.
No one but children in Neverland.
No one but children in Neverland. No one but children in Neverland. No one.
Michael smiles and looks up at John.
No one but children in Neverland.
Captain Hook knits his brow.
No
children in Neverland.
Hook eyes the pirates on the rock.
You. What is your name? How long have you served on my ship?
The pirate with the braided beard stares down at Hook.
Hey, answer your captain.
Two pirates advance on the bearded pirate. They pull off his glasses and beard, revealing Peter Pan's smiling face.
Fake beard.
Peter dodges a swing from the large pirate who hits his crewmate into the water.
I've got to say, it's not half bad being a pirate.
Han!
Peter turns to Hook.
It's far better being me.
Facing Tinkerbell, Peter cocks his head. Jumping, he runs on top of the pirate's head, then kicks one into the water. With his sword in hand, Peter dodges a lunge from a pirate, then spars with two men at once. A sword severs Mr. Bear's arm.
Mr. Bear!
Peter dodges a spear and it depances another pirate.
Why, he's just showing off.
Oh, he's not showing off yet.
The massive pirate stares down Peter. Peter sidesteps two mighty swings from the pirate, and the others clamber back onto the rock and charge after him. Peter strikes the large pirate's leg, sending him into the rest, who fall back into the water.
Now he's showing off.
Captain Hook. You're looking a little worse for wear, old man. You sure you wouldn't be happier back in your sick bed?
Not today, boy. I awoke this morning with a tune in my heart.
Hook rests his sword on his shoulder.
Do you know what the refrain was? Yo-ho.
Hey, brother, singing again.
Peter Pan shall perish today.
Dark and sinister man, prepare to meet thy doom.
Proud and insolent youth.
Havoc!
Peter jumps from the rock, his blade meeting Hook's as he lands. Peter evades a swing of the captain's hook. Peter hops back, lands on the boat's bow, and points his blade at Hook. Elsewhere.
Come with me. Trust me.
On the rowboat.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Smee.
Peter steps from the boat onto a rocky ledge, then kicks water at Hook. Hook climbs out after Peter, but Tinkerbell swoops out in front of him. Hook bats at her. Peter parries several jabs from Hook as he steps backwards down the rocky path and floats between a gap in the trail. He lunges at Hook. Hook teeters on the edge, but Smee pulls him back to safety. The captain jumps, clearing the gap. Now Wendy descends the face of the cave towards her bound brothers. Peter and Hook continue their battle. On the cave wall, their shadows fight independent of their bodies.
John, Michael, Wendy!
Look what they did to Mr. Bear!
Brandishing a sword, Tiger Lily whacks the chains, but the blade breaks. Peter blocks a strike from Hook, then rolls across his back. Tink nods. A flick of Peter's sword sends Hook's hat flying onto his head.
Yes! Get his hat!
The captain swings his weapons wildly. Peter spanks him with the edge of his blade.
My sword!
Tinkerbell flutters across the water into the rock, then flies to the padlock.
Oh, Tinkerbell, thank goodness. Can you help us?
The fairy places her hands in the keyhole. It glows bright, then bursts open.
Yes!
Oh, Wendy. You're still alive.
Yes, I am.
The captain reaches for Peter's shadow.
I thought that maybe you had...
died, perished, been blown to bits.
The captain swings his hook down.
Quite good at not getting killed.
Peter collapses and rolls down the rocks.
Got you!
I beat you.
Tink flies to Peter.
Don't!
If
think about helping Tink?
Tinkerbell gawks at Hook.
Wretched fairy.
Very bad form, Captain Hook.
Hook points his sword.
All my bad form I learned from you.
Don't flatter yourself. You've always been rotten. A stinking, rotten codfish.
Hook's eye twitches. Tink looks from the boy to the man.
You stab me in my heart with your words. For the last time.
The captain swings the blade to Peter's neck.
Now I will repay in kind with my sword.
Peter gets to his feet and stares at Hook.
Strike then, if you've got the courage. And strike true. For to die
would be an awfully big adventure.
Hook winds the blade back.
Hey, stop!
The captain gazes across the cavern toward the skeleton-covered rock.
Who are you?
Wendy peers back at Hook.
I've never seen you here before!
Well, you see, I'm...
She's a Wendy!
Hook steps toward Wendy.
A Wendy.
What's a Wendy?
I'm a Wendy. Wendy Moira Angela Darling, and I am from London, England, where gentlemen do not harm children!
Wendy quickly hides her outstretched finger.
Well,
I am...
Captain Hook, I know.
And we are in...
Neverland.
He points at Peter.
And this child
is no child.
Nor I a gentle man to say your goodbyes, Wendy. Or you shan't be seeing him in this world again.
Facing Peter, the captain wobbles. Tinkerbell grimaces.
Oh, God.
Hook stands on the partially submerged snout of a massive crocodile. The reptile raises its head as Hook remains balanced.
Is one big...
The crocodile tosses him in the air. Hook teeters with 1 foot balanced on either of its jaws.
A lost gray beast!
A pirate jumps from the rock and plunges a harpoon into the crocodile's tail. It flings the pirate across the cave, then lunges.
Go, go, go.
Oh, my.
Hook clambers to his feet and flees through the cave. The crocodile chomps a rowboat in half as Hook runs. Hook scampers around the cave. Peter leaps to a rock. Peter puts his arm around Wendy. Tiger Lily, John, and Michael grab hold. They fly out of the cave in a chain. Hook leaps over the gap in the path, and then continues to Smee. Passing a crewmate, Hook pushes him in the water. The crocodile slides off the rock. In the cavern entrance, the reptile picks off crewmates one by one. Jumping out of the cavern entrance and high into the air, Hook flails his arms as the crocodile snaps after him. Rocks tumble from the cave entrance, trapping the crocodile. Captain Hook hoists himself over the side of one of the remaining rowboats. He gasps, then looks back at the thrashing crocodile. On a cliffside, Peter smiles down at the captain.
Well, that was fun.
A slap from Wendy knocks Peter off his feet. Later.
It was an adventure. Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes, but I didn't think that meant being shot out of the sky by pirates. Or drowned.
Or dismembered.
Michael cradles his teddy bear. Tinkerbell flies to Wendy.
Tinkerbell, I don't understand you. What are you saying?
What she's saying is... I saved the day.
You sort of saved the day. You saved part of the day.
And I did a pretty good job at it.
And it's not like you had any help at all.
No, I didn't. I'm Peter Pan. And I don't ever need help.
You are a magical fairy that makes you fly. And a gaggle of children that do your bidding with a princess that cleans up your messes while you're off gallivanting with pirates.
Do you really think that you could beat Captain Hook on your own?
What's a gaggle?
Of course I could. I always beat him. That's just how it works. Always has, always will.
And what happens if it doesn't?
Yes, what happens then?
That won't ever happen. will it, Peter?
Of course not. This is Neverland, where nothing ever changes. Least of all me.
Peter crosses his arms. Grabbing Michael, Wendy stomps down the path wearing a scowl. Tiger Lily mounts her horse and rides away.
It's not true, Peter says, you know. Some things do change.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
What? What aren't we supposed to talk about?
Hook wasn't always Hook.
Wendy watches the procession of lost boys travel down the path. She looks around Neverland with a concerned expression, then follows the children. Elsewhere, Captain Hook wades to a rocky shore, then walks through a wide crevice. Pirates trail behind him.
Come along, don't dilly-dally.
Now in the forest.
What is this place? It's home. Come on.
The lost boys run towards a stone doorway on the side of a rock wall. Holding Wendy's hand, Michael looks up to his sister, then jogs to the entrance. Tiger Lily approaches on horseback.
Aren't you coming?
No more. It's their home, not mine.
Wendy glances towards the doorway.
Not yours either, I don't think.
I don't know where my home is exactly. Where I want it to be.
You will.
Tiger Lily dismounts her horse.
First time I rode out on my own. Danska Japan. My great-great-grandmother. She came to me and said, feel the ground beneath your feet so that your eyes can find the stars. Hold the past in your heart. But know that where you go from here, it's up to you.
Wendy gawks at Tiger Lily, who returns a kind smile, then mounts her horse.
Sleep tight, Wendy, Moira, Angela, darling. Then get home safe.
Wendy watches Tiger Lily ride away down the path, then turns and sprints towards the stone doorway. Wendy walks through the dark entrance of the tree-covered manor house.
Hi, Wendy.
A lost boy glides past on a rope swing.
Well, how'd you find this place?
Pia found it. Just like he found all of us.
Just like he found me.
Exactly.
Continuing through the sprawling house, Wendy enters a room with a stone fireplace and a spiral staircase. By the hearth, Peter peers at Wendy from a chair made out of tree branches. Tink lounges in a stony nook. A stack of weathered periodicals sits among moss and leaves. Wendy picks up one titled Sea Stories Magazine.
Wendy, can you tell us a bedtime story now?
Yes! Bedtime stories!
They gather by the fire.
We've been waiting forever!
Well, I could. But I was thinking perhaps Peter could tell us a story first.
What about?
I don't know. Maybe how you came to Neverland? How you met Captain Hook?
It's a very short story, and it goes like this. I fought Captain Hook in a duel, and I cut off his hat.
Yes. Everyone knows that. How did you two meet? Why did you start fighting in the first place?
Because he's a pirate, and I'm Peter Pan.
Surely it can't be as simple as that.
Why not?
Because nothing ever is. Where are you two from? Where's his mother and father? Where are yours?
Ah, that's a trick question. This is Neverland, where there are no mothers and fathers.
Why aren't there?
I don't remember my mother.
Well, now you don't have to. Wendy can be our mother.
Goodness, no. I don't even know if I want to be a mother. But I still have one. So do you. And you. And all of you. And somewhere out there. She misses you.
Peter casts his gaze to the ground.
She loves you very much.
I wouldn't mind seeing my mother again.
Yes, you would. If you went back home, that would be the end of all our fun, all our adventures. All you'd have left is growing up.
Peter flies to the top of the stairs.
It's never good when Peter starts slamming doors.
I'm sorry I asked for a story, Wendy.
No, it's not your fault. How about...
Wendy takes a seat in the middle of the children.
How about I sing you a lullaby instead?
What's a lullaby?
It's a song that my mother sings me and my brother sometimes. I believe it goes like this.
It's time to fall asleep, my friends, and dream of fun that never ends.
In Peter's attic bedroom, he swings his sword in front of a window. He pauses and slowly turns his head. Around the fireplace.
When she turns in the moonlight, she knows you're wrong.
Outside, Hook creeps through the dark woods. Pausing, he stares with wide eyes.
Do you hear that?
Smee uses his ear trumpet while holding a lantern.
What is that? Fruit bats. They're common this time of year. No. Listen.
Hook furrows his brow.
I believe.
The captain's eyes search the sky.
I've heard something like that before.
Now throughout the lair, the lost boys slumber soundly. By the fireplace, Wendy runs her hand over Michael's head as he sleeps. She gets to her feet. Wendy turns to Tinkerbell, who flutters in front of the staircase.
Dear Tinkerbell, I wish I could understand you.
She flies in closer to Wendy.
I don't think Peter can either. Lattery doesn't listen, does he?
Tinkerbell shakes her head.
Wow, it's his loss, not yours.
Tink's shoulders fall.
I'm sure you have simply wonderful things to say.
Tink drifts slowly backwards as she looks at Wendy. The fairy flutters up the spiral staircase. Wendy watches Tink ascend, then follows a few steps behind. Tinkerbell continues leading Wendy upstairs. They reach a wooden door at the top of the spiral. Tinkerbell's glow illuminates the words Peter's James Room etched on the door with James X'd out.
James? Who's James?
Tinkerbell fashions a hook from her fairy dust.
Oh.
Wendy enters to find Peter seated in front of a hole in the roof.
Peter?
He flies out of the room.
Oh, Peter, come on. Don't be like that.
Wendy walks to the opening. Bending down, she grabs an object from the floor.
What's this?
It's a kiss. I made it for you. So we both have one. I thought we'd be friends. Instead, we're just...
fighting?
Wendy looks at Peter's gift.
Just like you and Hook.
Peter sits down on the roof and draws his knees to his chest.
Hook was a friend of yours, wasn't he?
He was my best friend. And the very first lost boy.
And what happened?
Neverland. Just wasn't good enough for him, I guess. He sailed away one morning, without a word, and left me all alone. When he returned, he changed.
He was cruel. Evil.
Was he, though? Why'd he just grown up?
What's the difference?
Standing, Peter skips, then glides down to Wendy.
That's why you must never leave. Who knows what you'll become if you go?
What will I become if I stay?
Nothing. Just be you. Like me.
Wendy's eyes dart to Peter.
I really thought you'd be happy here.
Yes, I did.
too. But Neverland's not exactly what I was expecting. Peter, it's so much more real.
Of course it's real. It's just a different real. A better real.
Peter walks away from Wendy.
Peter!
Good night, Wendy.
Dropping her gaze, Wendy leaves Peter's room. Peter stares off in the opposite direction with his arms crossed. Tinkerbell hovers beside him. Wendy puts on the gifted necklace. She pauses at the bottom of the stairs to see Mr. Bear in the middle of the empty room.
Mr. Bear?
Continuing down the steps, Wendy crouches and retrieves Mr. Bear. Brushing off the stuffed animal, she turns and spots the bound and gagged lost boys under the staircase.
Wendy, Moira, Angela, darling.
The large pirate muzzles Wendy with his hand.
A little sing-song girl from London, England.
Hook approaches.
Your voice drew me back to my old home. Thank you.
With a stony expression, Hook unsheathes his sword, then looks to the staircase. Treading slowly upstairs, Hook keeps his eyes alert and his sword at the ready. In the attic, Peter holds the thimble. Walking aimlessly, he brushes the hair from his forehead as he continues to stare at the gift. Outside, Hook rounds the corner. The captain inches toward the wooden door. Inside, Peter notices a shadow passing by the threshold. The captain runs his hook over his X'd out name. Inside, Peter eyes Tink.
Gotcha!
Bursting through the door, Hook finds the room empty. He lowers his sword and steps inside. Captain Hook stalks through the room.
How many times did we play hide and seek in these ruins?
He scans the ceiling.
You were always the best at hiding. Then again, I was always the best.
Behind Hook, Peter hops down from a rafter.
Finding you!
Hook slashes Peter across the chest with his sword. The boy stumbles back as he pats his wound.
Captain Hook.
Yes.
I don't think I like this adventure.
Slipping off the top step, Peter falls down the center of the spiral staircase. Tink dives after Peter. They reach for each other with outstretched hands, but a pirate traps her in a red bag. Peter closes his eyes as he falls to the ground. Wendy gapes at Peter's body as she struggles against the pirate's restraints. Others regard Peter's limp figure with shocked expressions. A lost boy's mask drops to the ground as he resists. Captain Hook walks through the open doorway. He stares down from the top of the staircase to the scene below.
What have you done?
A small smile curls across Hook's face.
I've done it. Peter Pan.
A bird's eye view frames the spiral staircase. Now on a rowboat heading toward the pirate ship, Wendy cradles her knees as she sits with her brothers and the lost boys. Aboard another rowboat, Hook gazes at Neverland with an impassive expression. The rowboats approach the ship. A bird's eye view pushes downward as it closes in on Peter's lifeless body. Orbs of fairy dust emanate from all around him. The sparkles of fairy dust drift away from Peter's body. On a wall of the manor ruins, Peter's shadow sits up briskly. Tugging on his foot, the shadow stands up, then yanks itself free from Peter's body. Stumbling backwards, it gets its bearings, then darts off. In the woods, the shadow travels along rock faces and boulders and then across the forest floor. Now the shadow moves across a teepee at a campsite where Tiger Lily and others sit around a fire. The shadow dashes across the grounds. Tiger Lily gets to her feet and stares off into the distance.
It seems...
Little brother. Later, Tiger Lily gallops on horseback as the shadow casts its silhouette against a grove of tall, spindly trees. Now the pirate ship floats under a steel gray sky. Wendy and the children sit in a brig.
I want a word with you.
Wendy gently pushes the lost boys away and steps forward.
I have nothing to say to you.
Then listen.
She takes a step back. She cups her hands to the kiss worn around her neck. Hook leans his head against the bars of the brig with his eyes closed, then glares at Wendy.
What is that?
That's just a lullaby.
Yes, but why? Does it remind me of something?
Wendy tilts her head.
Open this.
Yes.
Smee scuttles to a shipmate.
Case.
Where does it come from?
Tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me! Why does it make me feel so?
I couldn't say. It was just something my mother sings us.
You're who?
Hook stares downwards, then backs away from the cell.
Yes, of course.
Blinking, Smee averts his eyes for a moment, then looks back at Hook. Turning away from the brig, Hook leans against a wooden beam. Wendy walks through the cell after him.
I know you weren't always like this, Captain Hook. I know you'd be to a friend. I've heard stories.
Have you?
You left Neverland. And when you returned, you were...
evil.
Wendy sets her jaw.
Yes.
There's truth to that.
Tinkerbell watches, trapped inside Smee's lantern.
When he left out the most important part... I didn't just leave Neverland.
Wendy's lip quivers.
Peter made you go.
There it is. There's the sticking point. My once and best friend banished me. All because I missed my...
Captain Hook drops his gaze. Wendy stares after him with a pleading look. Hook exhales and stares off, away from Wendy. As Hook staggers around, Wendy follows him from inside the brig. He grabs his cell bar. He sits down with his back to Wendy.
Your mother?
Yes, my mother. You sang me that very song.
The lost boys look on from the cell.
Is it so terrible a thing to miss a mother?
No, of course it's not.
Tell that to your dearly departed friend, for he surely thought otherwise.
In the lantern, Tinkerbell slumps.
And you know, after all that, I never did find her. I never made it home. I never saw my poor sweet mama ever again. I left Neverland and I was lost at sea. I'd have surely perished. Were I not saved by this man here?
Hook eyes Smee.
There I was.
Rescued and raised by pirates.
And by I became their captain, and I in turn brought them right back here.
But why? Why come back at all if Peter hurt you so?
Because he was my friend.
I'd been happy here.
You could be happy again.
No, my time for joy is lost. Everything I could have been has been reduced to this.
He runs his hand over his hook.
This.
He gets to his feet.
Is what growing up looks like.
Oh. This is what it looks like when you grow up wrong.
Hook glares.
You find me a child who truly knows the difference between right and wrong. And I'll show you a man.
He brandishes his hook.
Can't remember why it mattered in the first place.
Hook stares down his nose at Wendy, then turns to Smee.
Execute every last one of them.
A grate above the Lost Boys' cell opens and pirates clamber down. Pirate pulls John up.
James, don't you think of
it? Never call me that!
The captain rakes his hook across the bars.
I am Captain Hook.
Luke, stop! Take me! Take me instead! There are only children, let them live! When they grow up, they'll be good pirates. Especially those two.
Your largesse is admirable.
A cruel smile crosses Hook's face.
Perhaps it'll lead to a bigger splash.
No,
two pirates grab Wendy by the arms. Smee slowly turns and faces the melee.
I'm sorry.
Wendy's captors force her above decks. Inside the lantern, Tinkerbell presses her hands against the glass as she looks on with horror. Now Tiger Lily's blurry silhouette slowly sharpens as she presses something into her mouth and chews. She arranges a line of moss across the slash on Peter's chest. Peter lies motionless in the lair as Tiger Lily continues pressing moss into his wound. His eyes blink open. He sits up.
Uchiha Gaga was
where
going.
Is everyone?
Uchiha Gaga was going. My lost boys.
They were taken.
Taken by
who?
By Hook.
Getting to his feet, Peter runs through the ruins. Reaching a hole in the ceiling, he leaps into the sky. Peter belly flops onto the ground, then pushes himself to his feet. Looking to the sky, he jumps again, but immediately falls. Tiger Lily approaches and extends her hand.
Let me help you.
From the ground, Peter eyes Tiger Lily's hand. Now on the pirate ship. The boat floats in the bay outside Neverland. Captain Hook stands at a railing by the helm. A pirate beats a drum. Another claps his hands. The tall pirate secures cuffs and chains around Wendy.
A rat unravels where those who travel don't return from the earth. So tiny imbibe on the briny, seek the shore forevermore.
Flanked by pirates, Wendy treks past the other children down the deck of the ship. Her eyes travel downwards as she steps onto a plank.
Elude alligator, confront the creator.
Thine eyes shall see the mystery.
A harpoon prods Wendy and she steps further onto the plank. Tink pounds on the lantern's glass as she looks on. The large pirate glowers at Smee, who sets the lantern down.
And as you sink deeper and stare at the reaper,
who waits on the tongues of the Leviathans,
and there's a lot of them, you won't touch the bottom.
And as we suggested, you're slowly digested.
Wendy inches her way down the gangplank. Reaching the end, her toes hang over the edge. Captain Hook walks to the plank and leers after her.
Farewell, then.
She turns to Hook.
Wendy, Moira, Angela, darling.
Into the water, no sun or
your daughters
escapes the drink, they'll certainly sing.
Inside the lantern, Tinkerbell shuts her eyes and sets her jaw with a determined expression. The lantern floats up behind Smee. As Wendy steps off the plank, John clutches Michael. The lantern drops on Smee's head and he falls to the deck. As she plunges in slow motion, quick glimpses of Wendy's life flash by, starting from her as a baby through her time at boarding school. Now Wendy sprints down a beach. More glimpses show Wendy flying an airplane, as an adult playing a piano, and celebrating holidays with her family. A wide smile crosses Wendy's face as she drops towards the water. The empty plank rocks above the water. Captain Hook turns to face his crewmates. Walking through the ship, Hook passes Michael, John, and the Lost Boys. Pausing, his eyes dart to the deck. Hook turns back and faces the gangplank for a moment.
Mr. Smee.
Smee rouses and sits up.
Mr. Smee.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear a splash?
Absolutely, Captain. It was, actually,
I didn't hear one.
Nor I. But I'm sure one's coming.
Hook briefly looks from Smee to the Lost Boys, then back to Smee.
She surely must have hit the water by now.
Unless she fell very slowly.
Smee nods quickly.
Did anyone hear a splash?
A Lost Boy shakes his head. Hook faces the plank again, then walks slowly across the deck towards the edge of the ship. Reaching the plank, Hook pauses and looks down. The captain steps out onto the wooden beam. Sparkles of fairy dust engulf the end of the plank, then spread down towards Hook. Fairy dust runs across the entire deck as pirates step away from the shimmering particles. Pirates climb the rigging as the fairy dust travels up the main mast and covers the sails and crow's nest.
What that looks like.
Smee spots the shattered lantern. Wendy soars up over the side of the boat, accompanied by Tinkerbell.
Wendy! You have the boy's magic.
No, this magic belongs to no boy.
Wendy and Tink glide closer to the ship.
We still have you outnumbered, girl. Hand over hook over fist. My men would lay down their lives for their captain.
What's a captain without his ship?
The ship gives a mighty lurch, throwing the pirates off balance. Wendy throws back her arms and takes to the sky. Michael and John smile after their sister. The ship lifts entirely out of the water. Captain Hook peers over the side as the anchor rises from the depths.
Hands on the wheel!
Hands on the wheel!
Drop the anchor! Make it fast!
Captain Hook and the other pirates look to the sky.
Is that?
I think it might be.
It couldn't be. All right, good for these.
Elsewhere, Tiger Lily's white horse gallops. From the crow's nest, Wendy turns to Tink. Peter sits behind Tiger Lily in the saddle.
Peter!
As the horse approaches the edge of the bluff, Peter leaps off and dives towards the ship's sails, his sword raised above his head and Mr. Bear in his other hand. Peter plunges his sword in the sails and cuts his way down to the deck. Landing on his feet, he steps onto the helm's railing.
Missed me?
More than you'll ever know.
Peter tosses Michael, Mr. Bear.
Well, wake me up if one of them kills the other. Again.
Peter jumps down onto the deck.
How did you do it, boy?
Hook removes his hat.
How did you survive?
Smee pulls back Hook's hair.
Faith, trust, and pixie dust.
No. No pixie dust this time. No magic. No tricks. Just a little help from my friends.
You dare to speak to me of friends when all of yours now belong to me?
Hook draws his sword, then paces the deck while facing Peter.
Proud and insolent youth.
Hook stands opposite Peter.
Raise your sword.
Sad and sinister man.
Peter extends his blade towards Hook.
One last time.
Swinging his hook, the captain taps his sword against Peter's. Peter lunges, but the captain parries. They press their blades against one another, and Hook advances on his foe. Hook swings wildly, but Peter ducks. They struggle, blades locked together. The topsail crashes down, covering the deck. Wendy stands on the top yard, accompanied by Tink. Astride her horse, Tiger Lily pushes herself into a crouch. She leaps after the ship's dangling anchor and grabs it. On deck, Hook cuts himself free from the sail. Spotting Peter, he chases him. The Lost Boys and pirates emerge from under the sail.
Get the children!
Get the pirates!
Several Lost Boys brandish weapons. Michael and John climb out.
I've got the bear!
The bear is mine!
Give me back my bear!
The captain swings his hook at Peter, who blocks it with his sword. Peter slashes at Hook, then climbs to the helm. A Lost Boy fires a slingshot at a pursuer. Wendy lunges at the pirate. He pulls out his sword and swings back. A shipmate joins the melee. Wendy dispatches them as she leaps onto a railing. Now Hook advances on Peter. Wendy fights pirates as she balances on the narrow railing. John gapes at Wendy in battle. Tinkerbell motions to the deck where John spots a sword. Picking it up, he ogles the blade. Tinkerbell knocks a pirate off his feet as Lost Boys level opponents. Peter battles Hook on the helm. Tiger Lily scales the side of the ship, passing a cannon, then hoists herself over the railing onto the deck. Pulling out a knife and grabbing a nearby hatchet, she faces two pirates. She hooks the men around their necks and spins them to the deck. Now a bald pirate sneaks up behind Peter.
Just like old times.
All your times are old, Captain.
The bald pirate goes to ambush Peter, but an arrow flies across the ship and pierces his hand. Curly lowers her bow. Peter shoves Hook, then ducks behind the wheel. The captain swings, his sword striking the wheel. The ship veers towards a rocky cliffside. John runs along the deck holding his sword. Two pirates corner him and he parries their blows. Stopping mid-swing, he gapes as his ship glides closer to the cliffside. Michael whacks the pirates with a club.
Michael, come on!
The brothers hurry to the helm. With the ship heading directly for the rock face, John hurriedly turns the wheel. Hook enters his quarters. John and Michael pull the wheel as the ship careens to the ridge. Peter's shadow projects against a map. Hook spins and slashes it. A yardarm grazes the side of the rock face. Peter jams a crocodile skull on Hook's head. The captain swings at Peter, his hook plunging into a desk. Rocks smack the pirates.
Almost done it.
As Hook rips the skull off, Peter holds him at sword point. The ship turns away from the rock face.
Oh, that was close.
Kids, give me that wheel!
A pirate grabs the wheel.
No, Wendy!
Wendy sprints across the deck and leaps into the air. Tiger Lily sees her landing on the helm while she subdues a pirate. In his quarters, Hook knocks the sword from Peter's hand. Stop right there. Boys, get behind me. The pirates leer at the children.
John, Michael, hang on to something. Everyone, hang on!
The Lost Boys secure themselves to parts of the ship as Tiger Lily approaches the tall pirate. The large pirate hoists Tiger Lily by the neck.
What?
Wendy yanks the wheel and the vessel tilts to one side, sending pirates off the boat. In Hook's quarters, Peter slides across the room and the captain swings after him. On deck, Tiger Lily bashes the tall pirate in the face and he drops overboard. Hook charges, but Peter scrambles up an inclined floor. Hook leaps after him. Wendy continues to spin the wheel, and the ship lists on its side. Grabbing a sword, Tiger Lily slices a rope and swings across the boat as pirates slide off the deck. Peter flings books at Hook. Pirates plummet overboard. Hook uses his sword to pull himself towards Peter. Wendy dangles from the wheel as the vessel lists upside down. Lost Boys let out a battle cry as they hang on for dear life. In the captain's quarters, Hook and Peter duel on the ceiling. Hook bounds over to Peter but crashes through a grate. Dangling from the ceiling, Hook grabs Peter's foot, dragging the boy as he slips. Peter catches himself with one hand on the grate while Hook lands atop the crow's nest. Losing his grip, Peter falls, but Wendy flies up and catches him under the arms. Fairy dust sparkles as she lets go of Peter, now hovering on his own. Peter and Wendy's hands linger as they part, and fairy dust transfers to Peter. Hanging in the air, Peter faces Wendy. Hook sits up on the bottom of the crow's nest and eyes Peter as the ship starts to right itself.
You know what really hurts about getting old? It's not the creaking bones, or the dashed dreams, or even the sense of death drawing ever nearer. It's knowing your best friend can stare you in the eyes and not recognize you.
You're the one who wanted to leave.
I was a child!
He swings his hook at Peter.
Wait, stop!
On deck, the Lost Boys aim a cannon at the main mast. Hook slashes at Peter from the crow's nest. The captain loses his balance and tumbles forward. Peter lands on the railing and points the tip of his blade at Hook's throat. The captain's shoulders heave, then he looks at Peter.
Go ahead, boy. Go ahead. But imagine a Neverland without the two of us. Without our battles, our walls. I know. Without you...
Hook gets to his feet.
The fire that fuels me will go out. Without me, you'd have no choice but to...
Be a real boy?
No. No, a real boy would have to grow. A real boy...
Would apologize.
Apologize?
A smile fades from Hook's face.
For what?
For hurting you. For being a rotten friend.
Peter drops his sword, and it plunges into the deck. Hook eyes the sword, then glances back to Peter.
I'm sorry I did what I did, Captain Hook. I'm sorry I hurt you, James.
You don't get to do that.
Peter knits his brow.
No, that's not how this works. I want you to fight. I need you to fight.
This isn't fun anymore.
It's not supposed to be fun!
Oh, Captain.
Hook's blade meets Wendy's.
Grow up.
A cannonball strikes a yard on the ship, throwing the captain from the crow's nest. Peter grabs his hook.
Gotcha. Don't worry, James. Oh. Just think happy thoughts.
Captain Hook closes his eyes and nods. Hook opens his eyes.
Peter. I haven't got any.
Fairy dust radiates toward the hook, but the captain's stumped hand slides from the prosthetic. Flailing his limbs, Hook plummets toward the water. Captain Hook splashes down, then disappears from view. The Lost Boys peer over the side as Peter lands on the deck and runs over. Ripples emanate across the water from the point of impact. Peter casts his gaze to the metal hook in his hands. Peter wears a solemn expression as he turns from the edge, clutching the hook to his chest. Kneeling, he lays it down on the deck. Tinkerbell lands beside it.
What's wrong, Peter?
He was my friend.
We're friends too, Peter.
You're always on his side, Peter.
I know.
I'm glad you are. But...
Peter?
Wendy places her hand on Peter's shoulder. He looks up to her.
Don't you think it's time we get these lost boys home?
Wendy gives Peter a solicitous smile. Later, the pirate ship coasts past the hills of Neverland as the sun hangs low in the horizon, on board.
We're here, Peter!
Second star to the right, and straight on till morning.
Wait, wouldn't it be left?
What?
The star.
If we're going in the opposite direction.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes.
Wendy climbs to the top deck as Tinkerbell flutters along the railing. Looking over the side of the ship, Wendy spots Tiger Lily galloping across the bluff. The horse rears up and Tiger Lily waves as the ship ascends higher into the sky. Goodbye, I'll see you again someday. Nighttime, the ship passes tufts of clouds as Neverland grows smaller in the distance. Clouds obscure the outline of Neverland, and the ship sails through the dense white fog, then emerges over London. Now a view approaches a window of the Darlings' home. In the master bedroom, Mrs. Darling opens her eyes. Later, she carries an oil lamp up the spiral staircase. Reaching the top of the steps, she spots Wendy closing the nursery door.
Goodness, Wendy. You gave me a fright.
Mother? I...
What is it?
I'm sorry.
Wendy runs into her mother's embrace.
Oh, sweet girl. It's quite all right.
I think I'm ready.
Ready for what?
I'm ready to grow.
Wendy eyes the nursery.
Did you hear something?
No, I didn't hear anything.
What on
earth? It was just,
What was that commotion?
Nothing.
Father, I heard
intruders.
There are no intruders. No, Father, stop. Mother, Father, I think
Wendy,
I have something to explain to you.
No, here.
You don't need to go in there. Oh, no,
Mr. Darling opens the doors to find his children and their friends from Neverland scattered around the nursery. Michael jumps on his bed with a lost boy, while another pets Nana.
Who are all these children?
Michael runs to his parents.
Mother.
Mother and son hug, then the lost boys gather around the Darlings.
Where on earth did you come from?
They came from Neverland, Father.
Never where?
Outside, the pirate ship floats, moored to the Darlings' chimney. Wendy climbs up the roof as Peter stares out across the city and Tinkerbell hovers next to him.
Boy. Why are you crying?
You know how you asked me where I came from?
Yes.
Peter points to the chimney. Tinkerbell flutters over and illuminates the words Peter Pan etched into the bricks. Running her hands along the carving, Wendy turns to Peter.
This was your home?
It was, once. My mother scolded me one night and told me to grow up. Instead, climbed out of the window, leapt over the garden wall, and never looked back.
Except you did. That's why you kept coming back, isn't it? Because you miss your home, and you miss...
Wendy sits next to Peter.
My mother. But she's long gone now. I'm just a story. A story told to any child who'd listen. It never had an ending until now. Maybe I could still come back to listen to it sometimes.
Or you could stay.
Here. But you're going to leave. You're going to grow up.
You know, Peter, after all this, I think that to grow up, why, it might just be the biggest adventure of all. Just think of all the things that could be right around the corner that you're missing out on. Think of what the world is missing out on, with you not being there to do them.
Tears well in Peter's eyes.
I don't think I'm ready.
Wendy purses her lips. gust of wind wrestles the sails of the ship, pulling off the top of the chimney. Peter flies off the roof.
No, wait, Peter!
Peter sails to the drifting ship.
Don't go.
He lands on the ship's railing. From a window, the Darlings and the Lost Boys stare out at the pirate ship.
What sort of magic is this?
Peter turns the ship's wheel and the topsail folds down.
Who's that boy?
Why, that's Peter Pan.
On the roof, Tinkerbell flits to Wendy.
Goodbye, Tink. You take care of Peter. And please don't forget about me.
Tink flies up to Wendy's ear.
Wendy, thank you for hearing me.
Tinkerbell gives Wendy a kiss on the tip of her nose. The fairy smiles broadly at her. Tinkerbell flits away from Wendy and heads to the ship. Running to the railing, Peter wears a distressed expression as the ship drifts away from Wendy and the Darling household. Wendy stifles a sob.
Goodbye, Peter Pan.
Goodbye, Peter Pan!
The pirate ship floats off in the night sky. Wendy watches from the roof as the ship continues into a tuft of clouds and disappears. Eyeing the partially collapsed chimney, Wendy tiptoes across the ridge of the roof to the wreckage. Kneeling down, Wendy picks up a piece of rubble and starts to etch into the brick of the remaining stack. She continues to scratch on the chimney as a smile spreads across her face. She glances upward towards the sky and sets down the stone and slowly gets to her feet. She steps away, revealing, "And Wendy," scratched in the brick under Peter Pan's name. Now, in the sea surrounding Neverland, assorted flotsam bobs in the water. Hook breaks the surface and pulls himself onto a capsized rowboat. Smee clings to a piece of rigging.
Can you see me, Captain? I'm still alive! I didn't drown!
You hear that?
Oh, I'm floating!
Did you hear that?
The gulls!
No! Crocodile?
No! What then?
Captain Hook gazes up to the sky, where the pirate ship emerges from the clouds. On deck, Peter stands on the railing, smiling down at Hook. From the wreckage, Hook smiles back at him. Peter looks to Tink, who loops around him, then darts forward, sprinkling the view with fairy dust. The title appears, Peter Pan and Wendy.
Fly off into the clouds. and quiet are the devils in the deep. So slow and silent, so you're swallowing in your sleep with a tail and a tooth. And I'm telling you the truth, you'll be boiling in the belly of a body. Ships set sail with your sights abroad. Suddenly the suction of a cephalopod. As you're thinking twice, take my advice. A mutineer should also fear the firing squad.
Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voice by Marcia Bartonetti. A shooting star arcs over the turrets of a magnificent fairy tale castle. Disney 100.